Kei ngā tihi o ngā maunga, kei ngā ngutu o ngā wā, tēnā rākoutou katoa, ko tino Wycliffe Ahau. And what an honour it is to kōrero in this special whare nui with some of our superwoman leaders of the North, all of them, iwi chēs, nō mai, whakapiri mai, wahine mā. Female leadership.
Ai.
Te Tai Tokerau has a long history of women who challenged the status quo. What's in the water up here? Let's start with you, Dame.
What's in the water? I think it's called Tū Māori Mai. And in terms of Tai Tokerau, there is a pride. There is also a history of prophecies that have been left to us that we as women have grabbed a hold of, that the time will come when your homes will be filled with nothing but cobwebs. And those cobwebs is in actual fact colonization will begin right in your homes. Aye. And that's the type of prophecy that we in the Tai Tokerau have actually grown up with, and the women have taken control in terms of our whānau, our hapū, and our iwi to ensure the message is given.
Ki
te nuinga.
E whai take tonu ana tērā Turuāpō, tērā kōrero mata ki te Katie, I'm coming to you now. Jacinda Ardern, what's her legacy?
She leaves the legacy of wahine mā, you can do it. She leaves that kind of strength. And you can do it while you're married, while you're having children. And it is just then an extension of the role, albeit a bigger extension, the role of manaakitanga and tiakitanga.
There were threats made against Jacinda Ardern and her child. Is that acceptable?
Not at all. Not at all. It's and that whole type of behaviour, we have to reject. Wahine mā, tāne mā. Have to reject that, have to be proactive in speaking against that, so that those things, it shouldn't happen to anyone actually, at all. Whether you're a leader, whether you're a mama in a house, whether you are, wherever you are in your life. So those things are completely unacceptable, and every single individual has the responsibility of rejecting it and being rid, getting rid, eradicated. Koina.
Would this have happened to a male?
Oh, I don't think so at all. It's the nature of the culture that came from England. It, you know, very patriarchal. And therefore the women aren't as respected as they should be. That is not the case for us in the Māori world. My tupuna is kahu tia nui, and we are always reminded in Ngāti Kahu of our tupuna, he wahine toa. And there are wahine toa throughout the Tai Tokerau, which means we carry that. We were born with it. But they brought with them a culture that was quite different from ours, that held men up to be the only ones who could have any say. It's just not the way we are.
It was only 4 years since the signing of Te Tiriti o Waitangi that we became a minority in our own country. That was intended. And so therefore, the way to change it is to, in actual fact, ensure that we educate Aotearoa engari timatatu kia tātou tuatahi on where the origins are that have brought about this behaviour that we do not agree with.
The treaty provide woman any protection?
In its absolute essence, absolutely so. What we are having to tolerate, I guess, or deal with is the way in which it's applied or not applied. So my sense of our tupuna and their how smart and how reasoned and how planned it was, it absolutely had all the right qualities that are made from our own Māori world that made a place for us all. Wahine, absolutely. How we see it now, well, that's certainly not how it was ever meant to be. So now's the time. Now nā ngā tātou tēnei, ngā wahine noho ana konei, including you, to re-correct. A lot of corrective action going on right now, Tina. So, yeah, this is the time.
But you know, under tino rangatiratanga that was guaranteed in te tiriti, that's us being able to be us and preserving who we are. And te mana o te wahine is guaranteed in there. It's just the way we are.
Okay, Three Waters.
Yes, great.
If the government can the Three Waters reforms tomorrow, yes, what would that mean for Māori?
That would mean that they would be telling us yet again that we are not good enough, we are not smart enough, and we're not ready enough to control, to have the decision making, have the ability to co-govern in that space. It would literally cut us right out of that and do what many governments have done before, is ignored us. But it is at their peril this time, if that was to happen that way. We expect that we've got long enough across into that piece of work to encourage them to do better, stay in the room, trust that we know exactly what we want, what we're doing, we are our own walking solutions, so come on, either stay with us or get out of the way.
There's two sides to the taha tinana of everything and te taha wairua, and we acknowledge both. But of course, the argument for Three Waters at the moment, tinana noiho. They're just looking at something physical that they want power and control over. That's the only argument in terms of Three Waters.
And I can't help but think, for heaven's sake, people, look at what has happened in Auckland. Now, I went through that flooding. And that is just mismanagement of our water management systems, whether it's the drinking water, the storm water, the sewage, mismanaged. Mismanaged for decades. And you've got to fix it up. But you can't apply the three-year electoral cycle to looking after the thing that sustains everybody's life. It has to be a longer-term thinking. It has to be generational. It has to be 50 years, 100 years. And that is where we, as mana whenua, that's where our focus is. It's not on the immediate electoral cycle. It's on the next generation, the generation after that.
Can Māori manage better?
Māori can definitely give the leadership and the depth of knowledge about what is required. The technical building of pipes and putting them under the road, those are your engineers. Many of our own are the engineers now. So we do know what is best for everybody.
Katie, I'd like to come to you now. Oranga Tamariki, Māori-led transformation, what does that look like? Because it's happening up here.
It is. And what that looks like is, I think giving decision making and all that entails back to Māori. Those children, 68% of them that are in care are ours, and yet they sit inside a system that was created for non-Māori. And they live, a lot of them in the cases of our children in care, don't live with Māori. So we want decision making, we want control, we want it all to come back into our hands. Because of course it's about better decision making and encouraging our whānau to make better choices, to support them to look after their children.
Should Māori children be removed from homes, a loving home, a loving environment, but it isn't a Māori home?
I think that you're talking about if children are in care with non-Māori, yeah, and do we take children, Māori children, out of that? Firstly, can I just say that Māori children come from a whakapapa, and what has the breaking of that done to our children? And research says that when children grow up, because they do grow up into adults, that then want to find who their whakapapa is. So it's not about pulling our Māori children out of homes that are loving. If they are, pai. It's about us then ensuring that those children are being connected back to their whenua, back to their hapu, their iwi, their whakapapa. They can live in the home if that's what our children choose, but they must be linked back to who they are and their identity.
You look like you have something to add.
Oh, well, the reality is only 4 years after the signing of Te Tiriti o Waitangi, we became a minority in our own country. Mm-hmm. And the original intent of the doctrine of discovery was in order for the mahi kuhu and the mahi huna to develop a multi-trillion dollar industry based on the misery of our people. Police, courts, education, health, oranga tamariki, MSD. Look, there's something like about over 50 crown agencies that are wallowing in their trillions on the misery of our people. Yeah. Take their land, take their reo, take their children, take their mokopuna, so we will control everything.
Do we think that an authority over our water, an authority over our health, an authority over our mokopuna, and I mean over in the best possible way, is this the time? No question. No question. And if authority in those regards mean power and control, smart Māori minds running, when you ask the question, can Māori do better? There is no question we can do better. Sure, there is no question in my mind. I believe that. I believe that thoroughly and deeply. In the last 9 months, 6 months, 9 months, working in the Waipuna Arangi, which is the entity A, Mene Te Pākehā, mō te taitokere taiatu ki tāmiki, ne? And that's the Three Waters team of people made up of some very smart, determined Māori people saying, hey, we, you know, when I look around, no one else is talking about what water means for me, so this is our time. Pērā I tā tātou mokopuna, pērā I wā tātou haura. We're in this, it's happening across all of these places in which we need to be taking up and taking back and leading out. Pērā I a neidus kōrero.
I runga I rā kōrero, Professor Margaret Mutu, in terms of the cost of living and its impact, how are Māori faring? You know, is there an equity there?
Oh, absolutely not. When our whānau, you know, even amongst our own whānau, we're having to help out, take our own whānau shopping in the supermarkets because the cost of living is just too high. So we're actually spreading the load, even though MSD is trying to give funding for it. It's not working. And this comes down to that incredible pursuit of te hiriwa me te kauda, the pursuit of money and the worship of money, which means that it ends up in the hands of the few and that the others are always struggling, and then there is the growing poor. And the poverty that exists in this country is absolutely disgraceful.
When we say the few, who are we talking about?
The very, very wealthy in this country. And they often refer to them as the one percenters. And we have one percenters in this country who continue to try and milk the rest of the country so that all of Te Hiriwa Me Te Kauda sits in their hands. What for? For heaven's sake. And that's where he haka putanga is so important, that we take back control of our own lives, because our culture will not allow us to do that sort of thing where just a few benefit and the rest are pōhara. You must share. Your primary aim is the well-being of the people, not the well-being of me, the individual. You can't do that, I te ao Māori. It has to serve the people.
Aprehama Taonui gave one last prophecy before he died. On the 23rd of September 1883, he said, he tangi whā kei te haere mai, he tangi whā tai kuhu, tai huna, ko re rawa koutou e kitea ko tai mai, kia kitea rānu i ngā kanuhi a o mokopuna. Ina tai ki tēnā, kaua e patu i o mokopuna, engari hī pōkinga ke o mokopuna ki te kahu aroha a te whānau. Today, we don't have the ability te hī poki I wā tātou mokopuna ki te kahu aroha a te whānau, because we've got all these crown agencies needing to have employment to take the mokopuna, rather than us become responsible for our own. Every time we try to become responsible for our own, the barriers are there to stop us.
Well, we're going to move our conversation towards race relations. Are our mokopuna safe in terms of racism?
No, they are not. No one's safe in terms of racism. Kaikiri. Ko ia tēnā ko te kōrero pono mō tēnei mea te racism, he kaikiri. And the intent is to take ownership of your skin. You are who you are in your skin. Ka kaikiri ngia mai e, the power structure. That's the thing that we're up against. And it's a silent enemy. It just comes on top of you.
Maria Minu, yes, I was speaking with Rāwiri Waititi and I asked him to give New Zealand a racism rating out of 1 to 5, and he said 6.
Yes, yes, I think he underrated it, can I say? I think, and
so
probably...
So Houston, we've got a problem.
Yeah, absolutely, and a long... This has been around for a very, very long time. And if the idea of the racist crew and all of their quiet, silent masses are saying, look, we're just not quite ready, that, see, that to tolerate that kind of thinking, we will not exist. So it is about fighting, you know. We're polite and reasonable people, and I think that that game has to be put aside for a determined, this is our place, this is our whenua, ana ko tai te wa, me whawhaituni, me whawhaitatei.
What needs to change, Katie?
Attitudes, of course, have to change. But they've had...
Remembering also we're going into an election year, and Māori always end up being a political football.
200 years of thinking that their way of living and being is the correct way. And that, and a whole lot of our non-Māori people in this country don't even know that they are speaking or acting in a racist way. They just, because it's just such a natural thing for them. So how do we change that? Do we educate them? Or do we just educate our people to be proud of who we are and indigenise our spaces and are allowed then to practice our rituals in our way, and that it becomes more common in our country to see beautiful women like Maria Mino with her kauai, that it becomes natural to see our tāne with their mata ora. It becomes a natural thing that Māori kōrero I te reo anake in the streets and in the shops. Do we lift our ability or our physicalness of being Māori so that non-Māori cannot ignore or continue to think that they have privilege over us?
Tangata Tiriti did not give any of that to us at all. Our people fought in 3 world wars.
Kia ora.
What for? So that we could sit here today and talk about 3 waters? What did our people get from our people going to 3 world wars, for God's sake? And yet, here we are, in positions of poverty, still fighting for our mokopuna to come home.
Pono marika,
Professor. Ki pai ngā whare here here a tātou.
Professor Margaret Mutu, have we become too complacent? Do we just need to call it out when we hear it, when we see it?
I think we have been attacked so much in the past for even daring to raise the word racism. Every time you utter the word racism, you're told you're racist. And that has to stop, because until this country sits down, talks about, understands the origins of racism, addresses it, we're going to be in a place that is indeed very shameful to be labelled as one of the most racist countries in the world. So we've got this incredible report, two reports come out of the Human Rights Commission, Maranga Mai, and Ki Te Whai Ao Ki Te Ao Marama. And these talk about the realities of racism that Māori, over 90% of Māori have said that on a day-to-day basis we are constantly dealing with racism. Come on, country. One, understand what racism is. Two, do not be afraid to talk about it. And mōgai tātou te iwi Māori, you just don't put up with it. It was my mother, my Scottish mother, who taught me as a child, if anyone says to you, you can't do anything, you can't be anything, you can't have anything because you are Māori, do not listen to them. They are ignorant, they don't know what you're what they're talking about. That is a message that I was given as a child. That allowed me to get through the education system where others weren't able to. I did not listen to those people who told me I couldn't, and I had a lot of them. So, kia kaha tātou, hohoi atu.
Mihi ki tō kōka.
My grandmother taught me, ina ki te koe te tahi mea he, hakatikangia. Ina kore ka rite koe ki taua he. No way am I ever gonna rite ki ngā he a anybody else.
White privilege and white fragility and white tears, they're all such, you know, they're so present. It's a just to get through those that type of behaviour and so on. But they are tools. They are ordinary tools that are applied by the ordinary, comfortable, white privileged lot, Tina. And that's a battlefield right there.
We're going to go down the line. Hei whakarāpopotoa ki ngā kōrero wāhine mā. Kua kōrero tia ngā hapa, ngā he, ngā kino. Hoi anō. The best Aotearoa New Zealand, we're going to start with you, Katie, and then work our way down. The best Aotearoa New Zealand, what does that look like for all tamariki mokopuna?
When I was having my children a few years ago, the thing that I wanted my children to be able to do was to walk in confidence in both worlds. And to be free to choose and be who they wanted to be. And I still think that that's the goal, or one of the goals that I have for my mokopuna, that they grow up knowing who they are in a world that is very diverse and getting more diverse, but being able to walk through it confidently as Māori wahine, Māori tāne, and be who they were born to be.
Taimurangi Marie, the best Aotearoa New Zealand for our mokopuna, tamariki mokopuna, what does that look like to you?
That every tamariki mokopuna has got the reo. Every mokopuna in this country should be able to own their reo, because it is in their reo that they will discover who they are in their tātai heke. Then they can do anything. After that, provided they know who they are, I roto I a rātou anō, that their skin is theirs. It doesn't belong to anybody else, it belongs to them. Kia au.
Ka mōhio koe te reo, ka mōhio koe ko wai. It is, e hara te mea o I am, ko te mea nui I belong. Koina, tēnā tātou.
I get really upset at the fact that Pākehas and non-Māori in this country are denied the right to this reo, denied the right to be able to understand what this country is about. But in terms of Mātiki Mai Aotearoa and the constitutional transformation that's needed, it's needed because there are so many of our country who are marginalised at the moment. We need to bring the people all back together so that we can all live together as one. For my tamariki mokopuna, I want them to see it as completely natural that they are leaders in their own right, that Te Ao Māori is just, as Katie says, normalised. Just normalise it, and then we'll be looking at each other in 2040, ki tā moana. That's what he predicted. 2040, we'll look at each other and go, why didn't we do this before? Where Māori still have the responsibility, the authority, and nobody thinks that it should be odd or that it should be different, that everybody who comes to this country is welcome and that everybody takes a part in making the decisions so that we all move ahead as one. And that's my dream for the country, that we're all able to speak te reo Māori and English, to appreciate everybody. I'd love to be able to speak a whole lot of other languages as well, because I'm a linguist. But that everybody feels valued in this country, because that's about manaakitanga and kaitiakitanga. That's who we are. We don't look after our manuhiri, it comes back on us.
Yeah, but we have to be able to take our responsibility to manaaki all manuhiri
Absolutely.
Who are in our rohe.
Absolutely. Mm. Otherwise, we're not being who we're meant to be.
Ai. Kei aku rangatira tēnā koutou katoa, ka nui te mihi, te whakamiha o te ngākau ki tēnā o koutou, ko whakaemi mai I tēnei rā, te rā o Waitangi. Ahoi anō e te iwi, he mihi nui hoki ki a koutou. Thank you for joining us today in this panel. He puni wahine, mau tonu mai. We've got more action here on Waitangi 2023. 20,